Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Wednesday, January 5th, the hump day of the first week of the new year. I know, it's tough. We can get through it together, I promise. And if you want a little help getting through whatever you need to get through, maybe you're considering a new job. Maybe you're thinking about what's the next best education decision for you. Should you get a certificate? Should you go to graduate school? There's a lot of things going on. Going to have to start paying down those student loans again. I know. It's the forbearance clock is pretty much run out. So you're going to have to make some big financial decisions. Well, we are here to help make them with you. If you have something going on in your money life, all you need to do is go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact button, and we will get your message. Do not forget to tell us if you'd like to come on the air with us, because that's kind of really the fun part. And Mark will arrange to do it all. We are going to talk to Ilana in California right now. She is talking about a refi. Hi, Ilana. How can we help you out?
I wanted to ask, we are in the process of refinancing our primary residence, and we've only been in the home about 2.5 years, and my husband wants to stick with the 30-year loan so that we have more money to invest. He says that this is, you know, a better return in the end, and that's probably true, but I'm kind of interested in going to the 15-year as well because the rate's slightly lower and we'd be able to pay down the balance quicker. The home is a higher priced home that only he could qualify for. So my concern is that if something were to happen to him, that it wouldn't be a payment that I could make on my own, for example. So I kind of feel being a little bit more conservative maybe and paying it down sooner might be a smart idea.
Okay.
This wondering what you think. Yeah.
Okay. So first of all, how old are each of you?
I'm 33 and he's 36.
Kids or no kids?
No kids.
Okay. How much is the house worth right now? Approximately?
$3.5 million.
Okay. And the current mortgage that's outstanding that you're refinancing is how much?
$2.3 million.
Okay. When you look at that, I mean, I know that's a big chunk. That's a big note. I know it's funny to say the numbers, but it's just a number. So let's not go crazy here.
Yeah. Okay.
So you both work right now?
Yeah.
So if he were to, God forbid, drop dead, you say, I couldn't carry this. But does he have insurance? Could you just buy a $2 million cheap term policy and take care of it?
Yeah. And we've looked into that. We don't have that yet. We just got married actually about 3 months ago. So I'm just starting to kind of look through some of these things and see what we need to do to be protected. But at this point, no.
Okay. How much do you guys earn together?
About 1.35.
Okay, great. So tell me a little bit about what's going on. So you're both working. Are you both maxing out your retirement? I assume yes. And he is, you know, obviously very on top of this, which is if you have a 30-year, your cash flow allows you to put money away in addition to whatever you're doing in retirement. So are you guys actively doing that?
Yes, we're both currently maxing out the annual into our 401k plan.
Great. And then also he's putting some extra money because he makes more money than you. He's just investing outside of retirement as well, I presume?
Yes, we're looking into trying to do that to try to get a little bit more passive income possible so he can pull back a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I don't want him to pull back. I want him to keep working really hard so he can pay off this damn mortgage. Come on. Okay. So what's the rate differential between the 30 and the 15 year on the refi? What's the difference that we're looking at right now?
It's 0.375% was the difference between the two rates we were given.
That's not that big.
No, it's not.
Okay, so here is what I'm going to tell you. I hate to do this to you. He's right. He's right. I think that maybe we can split the difference here, Ilana, because I think what I would suggest to you is you choose a 30-year mortgage, even though I get it. It feels like, oh my God, I can't have a mortgage into my 60s. That's not what's kind of going to happen. What I think is going to happen is you take a 30-year, then you have to capture the money that would have been going to the 15-year and make sure it's invested. The only way this really works is if you don't blow the extra money. So if I'm just going to like do round numbers, if there's an extra, let's say 20 grand a year that is in your cash flow, because it's a 30-year versus a 15-year, that 20 has to be directed into a joint investment account. It has to be. Because if you blow 20 grand on stuff, then the numbers never worked in the first place, right? So if you can kind of make a pinky swear with each other, we're going to do this, but we're going to automatically start putting money into a Vanguard, a T. Rowe Price, a Fidelity, a Schwab, a TD Ameritrade, any of these types of big companies where you can put some money to work and get it going, get it out of your hands, then the 30-year works really well. If you did this for 10 or 12 years even, what's likely to happen is you're going to whittle away at the mortgage. And then maybe at that time, you can start to, if you've accumulated a big chunk in retirement and non-retirement assets, then maybe you would choose to accelerate the debt pay down of the mortgage. But you don't have to make that decision right now. And you are young. So I like that idea. However, I'm going to hold your feet to the fire. You guys, you have to start doing a little more planning, which means you do need some term life insurance. You do need to get on the same page about what that investment looks like. And if you need the help of a financial planner or a fee-only planner or anything like that, let me know, because I know a lot of people in your area. So I'm happy to help you out. But what's incredibly important is we capture the extra money. Don't squander this opportunity. Okay, if you would like to join us on the air and ask your financial question, maybe it's about real estate, maybe it's buying, maybe it's renting, maybe it's refi, maybe it's an investment question, maybe you haven't done your big annual reallocation rebalancing yet, give us a holler. JillOnMoney.com, click the contact button, we'll get your note. Put your hands metaphorically on someone's back today. It will make that person feel really good. It will make you feel really good. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.